6%.
Dairyland Seed District Sales Manager Keith Rico says the corn and soybeans growing in the northeast South Dakota look variable. If recent winds and hail haven't done damage, there could be above average yield for soybeans.
You know, they can look kind of tough early on, but now we're coming to a spot where they've we're getting the seed size, and that's the main thing on soybeans. They get bigger seed size after a bushel, so we'll get along there pretty well. And the pod set was decent, and they have spider mites here about 2 weeks ago, but we should be in really good shape. We washed them off. They had a good bath here this last week.
Harvest still 3 weeks away. Farmers should be aware of any stock issues.
Talking about corn, whether it's silage and or going to grain, is we have to be aware of potential stock issues because of the stress to the plant. And three parts of that field, maybe half your field is ready, or third of it, be aware of that and make a plan that way. And it's the best thing we can do right now. And if you have any questions, how about a Big Iron? We'll have some information for you there. It's going to help make a plan to dive further into this fall of 21.
This is the Red River Farm Network.